This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight, and we're going to go to your calls right now. We were just talking about the article up on Infowars.com where college professors and Common Core curriculums are calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. We've got Reverend Vall, I guess, from I don't know where he's from, but he's wanted to call about the Second Amendment. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's Reverend Bolt. Sorry about that.
Oh, Bolt. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things. One is in 1856, the U.S. Supreme Court had ruled this was a guy in Georgia was carrying a sword. He was arrested. U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1856 that any arms or any weapon that both the military and or the government can carry. So thus, you can carry anything that the military carries. Number two, the thing is that gets me about these congressmen and senators trying to change the Constitution through executive actions and orders is this. It violates the Marbury versus Madison law.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, too, when you mention that about weapons that the military would have, because, again, the American people are the militia. I remember, about 30, 40 years ago, I had a kid who was a smart kid. He was going to government school at the time, and he was the salutatorian, the number two in grade point averages. And he tried to explain to me that, and this is what they were teaching them, that the National Guard was the militia. And I said, no, the National Guard didn't even come around until the 20th century, and it is a right of the people. You need to go back and look at the original documents to understand what the militia is about. They've gotten a lot more aggressive about that now. As we pointed out in the article, they're now trying to sell the idea that we have these transcendent things like the war on drugs or the war on terrorism or the Patriot Act. Those things are over and above the Constitution. So kids in the sixth grade, we need you to rewrite the Constitution to be compatible with the Patriot Act. They've turned everything exactly upside down.
See, they're talking about the war on terror. Terrorism is a military concept. It's known as guerrilla warfare.
Exactly.
That is like you can't kill an idea. Once you have an idea, it's out there forever. So how are you going to kill terrorism? You can't.
Yeah, it's a war on a tactic, exactly. But it all started with the war on drugs. That's where we got the SWAT teams that we now have out of control, doing no-knock raids for the most trivial things. That's where all this militarization of the police started. That's where we started losing all of our individual freedoms, started losing our due process. They started civil asset forfeiture, charging inanimate objects with crimes, not charging the people who own that inanimate object, but charging the car, charging the airplane, charging the wad of cash so they could just confiscate it. That's where this all began with the war on drugs. That's where they continue to step this up and try to justify the police state, the militarized police state. And yet when we want to talk about constitutional amendments, there was a constitutional amendment required to prohibit alcohol. Where's the constitutional amendment that prohibits marijuana, that prohibits any of these substances? They don't have one, and they don't have the power, according to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, to prohibit the drugs. They don't have the constitutional authority to do that in the first place.
Exactly. And the thing that would really freak out a lot of those that are in elected office is George Washington actually grew marijuana and hemp.
Yeah.
For paper products and marijuana for medicinal purposes.
Well, it just shows how desperate they are for their agenda when they take something like hemp that doesn't have any hallucinogenic properties in it, and because of its similarity to marijuana, that they would even prohibit that. That's how paranoid and overreaching they are, but they clearly don't have the authority. Thanks. We're going to come right back. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the surprises that your government may have in store for you. They've got an amazing surprise in store for us in Austin, and it may be coming to your area. We have all these surprises that they spring on us on Christmas Eve, on New Year's Eve, and we've got a new law here in Austin you'll probably have in your area starting New Year's Day. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You won't hear. at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with John Rappaport. We're going to talk about the GMO war. We're going to talk about the hidden agendas and the way they're using propaganda to hide what they're going to do. And talk about, really strategize as to where we really need to attack them. But I think we've been caught up on the labeling issue too much. I think there's other ways, more important ways, to go after GMOs. So we're going to talk to John Rappaport. He had an excellent article last week about the about this very issue. And, of course, we have an article up today about Monsanto now trying to patent natural tomatoes. See, it all ties together, just like this Sony interview and how they're trying to tie that into the copyright protection and internet control. So they have to control the internet so they can protect their copyrights. And they want to copyright everything. The corporations want to own everything. They don't want you growing your own food. They don't want you exchanging your seeds. They want to sell everything to everybody and make you pay royalties for everything you do, whether it's energy usage or whether it's growing your own food or whether it's listening to or creating music. They want to get a piece of everything. So you write your own music, it's going to get increasingly more difficult for you to escape these copyright laws that never end but go on for eternity, because that's what the major corporations want. Now, before we go back to your calls, I had talked about some new surprises that are coming up, because this is the time of year that the government loves to surprise us with data, and they love to surprise us with new laws. And we've seen some of this in the past. Remember, it was on the 23rd of December, 1913, that they passed the Federal Reserve Act when a lot of congressmen had left town. They went ahead and put that through. Now, the Senate passed Obamacare back in 2009 on Christmas Eve as well. Obama signed the NDAA into law, the one that had indefinite detention without trial, where the military could pick up civilians inside the U.S. and hold them indefinitely, ship them to another area that's called rendition. He passed that for the first time on a Christmas, on a New Year's Eve, rather. And so this year, we've already had a little bit of a gift. We've had the NSA quietly release 10 years worth of data showing that they were actually listening to Americans. Now, that was a whitewash, just like the Senate Intelligence Report. The very fact that they could listen to people was the real story. But they didn't want people talking about that. Rather, they showed a lot of heavily redacted reports about, yeah, we found this person mistakenly was listening to this and then realized that it was in the U.S. and backed off. Or we found one person who was spying on their spouse using the software. That is why William Binney and Drake and the other whistleblowers right after September 11th, that's why they became whistleblowers. That's why they left the NSA, was to point out that the NSA was altering its software away from one that they had developed internally called ThinThread that would even prohibit that kind of activity. They got rid of that software so that they could listen to people in America, and they've been doing it. They've been recording everything since. They went with a different software, Trailblazer, which didn't block them internally. And, of course, they use this kind of justification that this person knows that person, so I can, you know, two hops or three hops. They can go in and justify it based on that, even if you are an American citizen. So that was a total whitewash, but they nevertheless dumped it on Christmas Eve because they didn't want people talking about the big picture. Now, we also have legislation that's going to be taking effect on, and we got a couple more days to see what else they do, but on New Year's Day, we're going to have a new law here in Austin. And something similar to it in San Antonio, and it may be coming to your area because there's been a lot of buzz about this. It's already, in some forms, been enacted across the country, but it's going to be coming pretty soon to everybody, and that is a law against using your cell phone in your car to talk on your phone unless it's hands-free or to use texting. But they've taken it much further than that here in Austin. In Austin, in a couple of days, we will literally be telling you, if you're listening to us on the radio or on your iPhone, don't touch that thing. Don't touch that dial. Because if you do, you might get a $500 fine from the police. They're defining distracted driving in a very, very broad way. They're not just talking about using your phone for texting or phone conversations. Here's what they say is distracted driving. Now, the first two things that everybody assumes it would be, texting or using a cell phone for talking or any other reason. But then they also include these things, eating and drinking. Don't pull that cup out of your cup holder. Get rid of your cup holder just altogether if you're going to come into the People's Republic of Austin, because if you just unconsciously take a drink, you could get a $500 fine if the officer sees you. Talking to passengers. You need to get rid of that other seat in the car if you're going to be coming to Austin, because you don't want to be talking to a passenger. That's defined on the AustinTexas.gov website as distracted driving. They could give you a ticket for that. Grooming, reading, including maps, or even, and this is where I said don't touch that dial, adjusting a radio, CD player, or MP3 player. How about that? Does that sound kind of like pre-crime? I think it's pre-crime. If I'm distracted and driving and I have a car crash, then do something to me. Punish me at that point. But don't come in with this kind of pre-crime legislation saying that if I adjust the radio knob, that I'm now distracted driving, so you can give me a $500 fine. Do you realize, I hope, how abusive that is? Do you realize what they're doing to us? They're really pushing us into driverless cars. All this is for the generation that wants to do nothing but go on Facebook and Twitter. And so they offer you a carrot and a stick. If you're going to get into their government-run, computer-controlled cars in the future, you'll be able to sit in the back or maybe in the front because you won't have a steering wheel, you won't have a gas pedal, you won't have a brake. So you can sit anywhere you want to in this box that's controlled by the government. They will determine where you can go, when you can go, how fast you can go. They're going to determine everything and control all your movement. Do you understand how bad that is? How scary that should be to you? It's like controlling the internet. But of course, every tyranny that comes to a country, they want to control the citizens' movements. They want to control transportation. And of course, our socialist government wants to control every aspect of your life to make you dependent upon them. They want to have you dependent on them for food, for clothing, for your retirement, for your education. That's what all of these socialist programs are about. They're about creating dependency. And so now the last one that they want to pull in is a dependency on government for your very movement. And that's what these cars will be about. So they'll offer you the carrot of being able to sit in the car and text or go on Facebook or go on Twitter the entire time you're in your car, and you don't have to be bothered with driving. And if you do want to drive, they're going to be watching everything about the way that you drive. Are you touching that radio knob? Are you going 2 miles over the speed limit? Because the car is going to be reporting that back to your government minders. This is an Orwellian, dystopian, science fiction future that they're bringing on us, and they're doing it incrementally. I think we need to roll it back the other way. For the longest time, we have assumed that any law about safety that's sold in the name of safety for cars is fine, because that's theoretically going to save lives. And so we have the pre-crime crimes of speeding. If you're speeding and you don't hit anybody or you don't cause any problems, that shouldn't be a crime. It shouldn't be a crime, whatever you're doing. If you're talking to somebody in the car, if you're reading a map or whatever, that should not be a crime unless you cause an accident. If you cause an accident, then punish the person. But until that happens, it shouldn't be a crime. This is just a power grab. It's a money grab from the government. And I think the interesting thing is that they're also coming after bicyclists. One of the things that they're talking about on here, they say that they're defining these devices that are prohibited for vehicles and bikes, and they go down and list all these different things, and they list a laptop computer. I've never seen anybody using a laptop computer on a bike, but if I do, I want to take a picture of it, not give them a fine. Let's go back to your calls. Ben in Missouri, you wanted to talk about celebrity worship that we were just talking about in the last segment.
That's right. Well, first on the Second Amendment, I mean, don't they realize that if the 1776 will commence again if they try and take our firearms?
I mean, that's right. I heard somebody say that somewhere, yeah.
Say that loud and clear at some point?
That's right.
Anyway, you know, I had to get rid of TV because ever since I have kind of been listening to you guys and kind of seen through the Matrix, I just can't stand the mindless, brainless programming, celebrity worship that the American public has. It makes me go back and forth between, you know, if these people are stupid enough to be programmed like this and to be manipulated like this, maybe they deserve what's coming to them. But then I have to kind of, you know, take that back, because all the things that they would roll out for, you know, the sheeple are the same programs that they're going to roll out against people who have a brain inside their head. So that's
absolutely. That's the problem, is that we have to live with what they're going to accept. That's what makes this so frustrating, so scary. And that's why it's very important for us to educate other people. Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, and by the way, I'm driving by the Monsanto headquarters right now. Every time I drive by, I want to run this sign over. I swear to you. It's just disgusting. It got to a point where I couldn't watch a sporting event, where I couldn't watch the news. I can't do any of that stuff anymore, because I just see right through the programming. And
well, what bothers me is, like you said, seeing the programming even in some silly comedy like The Interview, where they're programming people to accept assassination. I mean, that's the whole premise of the entire film, and then showing it explicitly. That's the way they've been programming people with 24, even going back to the Bond films. We were talking about this with my family this last weekend, thinking about the fact that, you know, Gloria Steinem was involved with the CIA selling feminism. They were selling the sexual revolution, the drug revolution that came out of the CIA drug experiments, Ken Kesey and Timothy Leary and their band of merry pranksters. These were guys that were set up for the CIA program, and they go across the country preaching the wonders of LSD, which all came from our government. All that stuff, the drugs, the feminism, the sex, the spies as heroes, that all hit at the same time, and they all, interestingly enough, have ties back to the CIA. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. And, of course, in the next hour, we're going to be joined with John Rappaport. We're going to talk about the real GMO war that people are not paying attention to. Stay with us.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Today, we're going to go back to your calls in a moment. John Rappaport is going to be joining us in the next hour to talk about GMO issues. And again, on that health note, we have an article that's up on Drudge Report today. Fukushima radiation, they say the U.S. West Coast will likely see a peak in the increase in radiation by the end of 2015. Really? It's interesting how they release this information during the holidays and people aren't paying too much attention, because they've been telling us all along that It's not really anything that we need to worry about. But they say now that the debris that's been making its way across the ocean is going to continue to build, but will peak by the end of 2015. I guess that's assuming that there's not going to be any further degradation of that situation there, that it is stabilized. But, of course, they were telling us all along that it was nothing to worry about. We also have a news report here from ENENews.com, and they're pointing out that levels on the West Coast spiked over 1 million times normal after the Fukushima explosions. They're saying this is radioactive CS-137 levels increased anywhere from 1 to 10 million times after Fukushima. This is not what we've been hearing, but now the information is being released 3-4 years after this has happened, quietly through the holidays. See, this is why you need to watch out for your own health. If you don't supplement with Survival Shield X2 that we sell here, get some other form of iodine to supplement your diet. The soil is depleted. They're not supplementing it in the foods anymore. It's something that you need to do to protect your health in a million different ways. One of those ways, of course, is million times exposure to CS-137. You just can't sense this stuff. So you're dependent on people giving you the data, telling you if there's any kind of increase in the radiation. Now they're telling you, but nobody's listening because they're releasing it during a very, very quiet portion of the news cycle. And that's, of course, the way these things happen. We were also talking about how they released their new laws or signed their new laws together on Christmas Eve or on New Year's Eve is a favorite time for them to release that, to do document dumps. And, of course, beginning on the first of this year here in Austin, as we talked about in the last segment, they're going to have a law that is going to – it's targeted towards distracted driving, but it's going to not just include your phone, but they define distracted driving as adjusting your radio knob, as talking to passengers in the car. Do you realize how oppressive that is? What do we do about that? It's something you'll probably see in your area if you haven't already. A lot of areas have already enacted anti-phone laws that you can't text or talk on the phone while you're driving, but this is taking it to the next level. And we've already seen in the Socialist Republic of Austin that they have banned plastic bags in the short time that I've been here. And it wasn't just Austin. It was happening all over the country. And so there were think tanks that were pointing out that, you know, hey, paper bags are not a panacea either. And it's not that much of an environmental problem to have plastic bags. So there was a pushback on that because it was happening all across the country. You have these agendas, just like Agenda 21. You have a national or global agenda, but they enact it community by community. And everybody just thinks it's the crazy city council where they live or the people who will put up with it. But it's being done everywhere. So pay attention. Don't be distracted by the media, by the circus and bread that they're putting out there, the information about the interview or talking about LeBron James. Or whatever. Pay attention to what they're doing. Look at the fine print. See if they're going to create a loophole for them to be able to give you a ticket if you're talking to somebody in the car or adjusting the dial on your radio. That's really, really oppressive. I think we need to get together. If we can't stop these laws by getting good people elected, I think we need to stand up for each other, take it to court, go to traffic court, insist on a trial by jury, and tell the people there, do you really want to live under a government that can arbitrarily pull you over and give you, like in Austin here, a $500 fine for distracted driving if you're doing things like talking to somebody in the car or adjusting your radio knob? Do you really want to support that? I think we'll find that maybe that's the way that we get jury nullification back, is taking these absurd laws and shutting them down that way. Let's go back to your calls. Terrence in Canada. Terrence, you want to talk about world government?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good. Go ahead.
All right, that's good. No, I just wanted to talk about the ongoing economic warfare that's going between Russia and the United States and Iran and the Saudis, and how the Saudis are manipulating and driving down the price of oil to completely bankrupt the Russian economy and the Iranian economy.
And that's very dangerous. We're about out of time on this segment. Hang on through the break. I'll come back to you right after we come back from the break. That is very dangerous. It goes way beyond sanctions, and it has implications for Americans as well that are very important. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And, of course, John Rappaport is going to be joining us in the next hour. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and that is the problem. People don't know much about history, and they don't know much about what's going on. They get focused on the trivial cultural aspects. Interview is a perfect example of how people focused on the celebrity aspect of it, completely ignored the propaganda and policy aspects of what were going on. And those are very real and present, and we're going to see the effects of those in the new year. Now, just before we went to the break, we were talking to Terrence from Canada, talking about the instability that is coming up. And there's an article on InfoWars.com from Paul Craig Roberts talking about how conflict is being pushed on us. And it looks like our government is increasing the risk of conflicts throughout the world. I want to get back to Terrence in Canada, but before I do, I want to point out we still have a special that's going on for Prison Planet TV. It's the end of the year special that we run every year, but this year, instead of getting 6 months for free, you're going to get 7 months for free. And this year, Alex upped it from allowing you to share this with 12 family or friends to 20 people at a time. And so you can get that right now, limited time. It's the end of the year special for $29.95. That's an entire year of Prison Planet TV. It helps to support our operation, helps to support our reporters here. And, of course, it's the nightly news every Monday through Friday at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, a great way to get people to start paying attention. Let's go back to Terrence in Canada. Terrence, you started talking about the manipulation of the price of oil. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's an absolute crime that that how the United States and the Saudis, how they have their secret deals that they would purposely manipulate the oil prices to absolutely destroy the economy. So now that you see, you guys posted the other day, I think it was yesterday, that it was Brazil's whose economy is about to implode.
Yes.
And
yes.
And the fact that Venezuela, Iran, and that the Russian ruble is about to go right down into the toilet.
Well, you have different economic blocks. You have the U.S., which is really prospered based on the petrodollar, and that was something we created with Saudi Arabia back in the 70s, saying we will give you all kinds of military equipment and protection as long as you price oil in dollars and bank it with the Federal Reserve. There's the Federal Reserve for you again. The bankers always at the core of everything like that. Well, that's worked out pretty well for the American public in terms of this phony fiat currency. We've enjoyed an inflated standard of living. Russia and other countries don't like that. So you've got the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are trying to get rid of the American dollar as the basis of energy, which is a very, very fundamental commodity. It's what really causes the instability or that these guys profit from with the derivatives. I think all this is tied together. We saw the Congress move to ensure derivatives. At the same time, they start this move in the price of oil. Understand that they're going to make money off of instability. Whether it goes up or whether it goes down, they can still make money. Now, if the thing totally crashes, they are secure by the American public, thanks to the U.S. Congress. Thank you, John Boehner. Thank you, Harry Reid. Thank you, Obama, for doing that for the bankers, making sure that they're not going to lose money, but the American public is going to underwrite their speculation. So we get all the risk, and they get all the profits. That's the way it seems to work. We didn't learn anything about history, did we? We started out the segment with that song. It was only 6 years ago that this happened, and now we're about to recreate that whole thing. But, you know, Terrence, I think this thing with oil is not just even directed at Brazil, Russia, China. I think it's also directed at the American oil industry, which is now ramping up and producing a lot of content. And the supply has gotten larger, and with Saudi Arabia cutting or continuing their production in the face of the increased American production, that's what's causing the price to go down. But I think it is targeted towards domestic production. And I think another aspect of that is that our government wants to take down those who would be producing fossil fuel as part of their war on coal, their war on fossil fuel in the name of stopping global warming. If they can take down that economic block within the United States, it'll make it easier for them to push that agenda. What do you think about that?
No, you got that's a really good point you have there. And it's actually Prince Bandar. Webster Tarpley made a good point about that yesterday on his radio show, that it's Prince Bandar who's purposely driving down the price of oil in order to absolutely kill other producers around the world. And one
very close ties with the CIA, Prince Bandar. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And the fact that I watched the show, and the show is it's a really great show. Even my whole family watches it. It's called One Piece, and it really illustrates and shows the rising of world government and how it actually forms. It starts with 20 kings from countries coming at the center of the world and forming one giant organization known as the world government. And they use that, and there's people, they use that to absolutely control people.
And what's going to be the way that they enforce this world government? I think when we look at the pronouncements of the Pope yesterday talking about how he's going to urge the UN to do something, how he wants all religions to come together and make this global warming mantra that they've got going, this religion of global warming, this religion of climate change. He wants that to be incorporated into all the religions of the world. So we have one world religion, one world government, and of course the means by which they're going to fund this is going to be carbon taxes. It's going to be carbon credits that go to the corporations. It reminds me very much of the indulgences of the Middle Ages, where they had so many holy days. We now call them holidays because people were not allowed to work on the holy days. And so the rising middle class in Europe wanted to keep their businesses open on these holidays or holy days. So they would buy indulgences from the church to allow them to remain open. That's essentially what we're going to be doing with these energy credits. They're essentially indulgences to use energy, to engage in activity. And then, of course, if we commit the sin, and this Pope talked about rainforest already, labeling it as a sin if you do something to harm the rainforest. If we commit these kind of environmental sins, then we can also pay a penance, and that would be a carbon tax, and that would go to help fund this globalist government. Yeah, it's an amazing the way this all ties together into a world government. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go on to Collie in Wisconsin. Collie, go ahead. Or Collie. Corey, sorry. Corey. Go ahead, Corey.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm there.
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
I did. I wanted to bring something to your guys' attention yesterday. I don't know if you guys were following the news or stuff that was going on around the other alternative media shows. This $1 trillion lawsuit that everybody seems to be thinking is going on in Connecticut regarding Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys did any reporting on this. Because
yeah, I covered it on the radio here when I was on. But, yeah, the one where they're suing the manufacturer. Finally, one of the things that people have talked about is very, very suspicious. Wolfgang Halbig pointed this out. It's the only shooting where none of the parents sued the school system or anybody connected with it, the hospitals or the emergency rooms for not showing up quicker. Nobody got sued with this. And that's the first time that's ever happened. Now they're suing. Now the parents have all got together and they're suing, but they're not suing the school system or the security guard, the security system. They're suing the people who made the AR-15, having not even really proven to my satisfaction that that was the weapon involved. But now they're suing the gun manufacturer. Go ahead. What did you want to say about that?
No, actually, this is a separate issue, separate cause, a civil suit that Jim Fetzer is backing this gentleman. And it just so happened to be that Jim and Wolfgang's statement. And there was a confirmation of four different video interviews yesterday simultaneously after that interview.
So who's suing who? Who's suing who on this particular
one? Someone, Stephen Hensley or somebody out of New London, is actually starting a civil lawsuit in New Haven.
And he was claiming that Wolfgang... Mm-hmm.
He was saying that Wolfgang was in on this, and they contacted Wolfgang yesterday in a video interview and said he had no part in this. And for some reason, Mr. Jim Fetzer believes that he is on board with this. And I'm just calling to let you guys know that I believe the YouTube handle is Professor Doom One that put out all the interviews speaking with all four of the individuals after that interview. And there was some major disinformation that was put out regarding that. And it seems to be railroading Wolfgang's actual FOIA hearing coming up shortly here. And I just thought you guys would like to know that and your listeners.
I think that my personal take on it is I think that Wolfgang is the guy that is honestly trying to investigate this. And I know that there's a lot of pushback from people. We had a debate that Rob narrated, or moderated, I should say. moderated a debate between Wolfgang Halbig and another fellow who was who believed that it was all legit. And I have a lot of questions about this. And I know that Wolfgang Halbig has been a school principal. He's been a highway patrol officer. He's been a consultant to people on school safety. And it seemed perfectly reasonable to me, the questions that he was bringing up about this. And there's a lot of questions that come up surrounding Sandy Hook, why they did this, why they didn't do that. And we've had him on several times. So I wasn't aware of this lawsuit, but this is a lawsuit that they're claiming that he's a part of, but he's not really a part of. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and it's circulating as such, and it got into investigative interviews yesterday, and the interviews were released to where Wolfgang actually came out and stated that this lawsuit was told not to be filed because it's going to hinder the current investigation that's going on, and that's when that same YouTube handle released the documents of Wolfgang's FOIA requests that are actually currently in Hartford. So now the world can actually see what he filed and that this hearing is coming up in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
So that was interesting. And that in and of itself is, you know, why should our government try to block any FOIA requests like that? Why would they send police officers to go and harass him in Florida twice when he was trying to get information about this shooting? That's what he has always done in the past about these other school shootings. Well, thank you so much for telling us about that. I'll take a look into that, and maybe we'll have Hal Big back on to talk about that. Let's go to Black Rob in Michigan. You want to talk about tyranny in society?
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, you do a great job when Alex is not there. I mean,
thank you.
The show is so smooth, and you do a really fantastic job. I just want to say that, you and the whole crew. But, yeah, man, just, you know, I hope this, you know, some information for the listeners. You know, everything that you guys report every night, you know, with the civil unrest in this country and then also around the world, from the different, you know, government agencies putting all these, tyrannical rules on us. You know, all of this is really derived from the devil and the Antichrist and, you know, just his demonic spirit, because he hates mankind and he wants us all in hell. And
yeah, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against higher powers and authority. And that's why you have this kind of continuity that continues to go on generation after generation. I absolutely agree with you. Was there anything else that you wanted to say about that?
Well, you know what? You know, for all the listeners who are not believers yet, you know, it's one thing to be armed with the facts, you know, your constitutional rights and have guns and ammo. But, you know, when it stuff really hits the fan later on down the line, you know, you really need the power of Jesus Christ to get you through this. So, you know, if no one doesn't know Jesus Christ, you know, repent of your sins and call out his name and confess him as your Lord of your life, and you'll be saved, and you'll be able to do awesome things you never thought you would be able to do to help other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of people who will get angry because they're not Christians when we talk about this. But one thing they need to understand is that, you know, what would you be more frightened about? Somebody who believes that they answer to a higher moral authority, who doesn't believe that they're the highest authority on earth, but somebody who doesn't and thinks that they are God or acts like they are God. That's why it concerns me more to have somebody like Obama, who sets himself up as dictator. He is no longer concerned about what the Congress does or what anybody says. He's just going to make it happen. And that's what we have to watch out for with this coming war on coal that we're just talking about with a previous caller. He has announced that he's going to make that happen. He doesn't really care that there's going to be a bigger Republican majority in the Senate and in the House who will actually oppose him on this particular issue, because they have some patrons of the Republican Party that don't want to see the coal and fossil fuel industries shut down. And let me tell you something. The Pope is doing this and saying that they're concerned about the poor people. Nobody is going to be more affected by this shutdown of energy than the poor people. It is something that we can all see how it's going to affect our standard of living. We can see in Europe, we've seen in many places where they've enacted these kinds of climate laws that they have made it prohibitively expensive for people who are retirement, who are pensioners. They cannot afford to heat their homes. It can have a direct effect on them, causing them to have health issues, to die during the winter or during the summer when the temperatures get to extremes. But it is something that has been highly correlated. It's not just a lifestyle issue. It's been highly correlated with life expectancy, because all of society is built, a prosperous society, I should say, is built on the prospect of cheap, plentiful energy. And alternative energy, as useful as it is on an individual basis to get yourself off of the grid, and that really ought to be our own goal, to try to get ourselves off of the dependency on the grid. Nevertheless, it doesn't work when you try to use it within the grid. When you try to use solar power or wind power, it's just not effective. They have to use coal as a backup, and they have to use it in a way that makes it dirtier, because they have to cycle it up and down to fill in the gaps of the renewable energy sources that cannot produce the kind of consistent power that you need to run a technological society. So this is something that is going to affect the poor in a very extreme way. But it is something that is based upon a fundamental lie. It is based upon something that is a dogma, and that's one of the reasons why we need to oppose it. It has always been a religious issue. We've always had the climate, they call everybody deniers if you don't agree with their proposition, and they will do anything to push that proposition. They'll cover and fudge the data to push that. That's what the climate gate emails were about. As emails were leaked out of England and America, it showed that they were conspiring to hide the decline. So that's something that is going to be there one way or the other, but of course this is this year is going to be the year, I think, that Obama is going to try to push that through, as well as CISPA. I think those are going to be the two things that they're going to try to push through as far as tyranny goes. Let's go to George in California. George?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Doing good. Go ahead.
I have a question. Why is it that every time the subject comes about, we address it as they? Why can't we point out who these people are? And how are these people going about trying to introduce these laws that essentially affect everyone? I mean, where's the common sense? That's what I want to know.
What do you mean when we say they?
I mean, they're doing this, they're doing that. They are.
Well, collectively, we're looking at the government. We can attach names to it, and we have in the past. We talk about Boehner. We talk about Kissinger. We talk about Brzezinski. Yeah, there are some obvious faces that are attached to that. I mean, it was like you want to follow celebrities? You want to do a paparazzi? I mean, that was what Bilderberg was all about. Those were the guys that are pushing these policies. But it's the policies that we need to understand, and I think it's not so much to identify them as to identify the problem and to act on it locally. Shut it down locally. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the next hour with John Rappaport talking about his article last week, The Secret GMO War, Double Agents, Betrayal, and Greed. So we're going to talk about kind of the hidden agenda, the intrigue that's going on between in this fight about GMO labeling as well as in GMO prohibition. We're going to talk about some of the other issues that touch on genetic modification as well with John Rappaport in the next hour. I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but in the last segment we had a fellow who called in talking about the origin of tyranny in society, talking about how it really was spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we see in the Bible that it talks about nations will rage against God and his anointed, and we can really see that very clearly in China. There was an article that came out this weekend, the Daily Mail, talking about China jailing six cult members in a continuing crackdown. And this is a cult that calls itself Almighty God, and they're sentencing them to 5 years for promoting their faith. Now, they say the six members are found to have held fundraising events and promotional activities. That's pretty oppressive, isn't it? Now, one of the interesting things that I thought was a takeaway here. Now, of course, they're accusing this cult member of having committed a beating a woman to death at a McDonald's. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. We know that governments will frame people for anything. And I don't agree with the Almighty God. I don't agree with their they think that Jesus has come back as a woman and wants them to overthrow the Chinese government. So that may have something to do with it. But they come after every religion, whether or not it is against the Chinese government. Certainly there's nothing in Christianity that would want to overthrow the Chinese government. We have very compliant Christians, especially in China. A lot of the people, we have a very vibrant Christian church in China that meets in homes, but the people who are allowed to meet in church buildings have had to go through a number of compromises in order to do that. They have to modify the Bible. They have to modify their doctrine. They have to preach the glories of the communist state. And if they don't do that, they're not allowed to have a church building and meet in public. That's why the underground church, the home church, is so strong and vibrant in China. And a good example of that also happened over the last couple of days. They had, just around the Christmas time, there was stories up on Drudge Report, if you might have seen those, where they told these churches that they had to stop lighting their crosses at night. So they turn off the lights. They've already adjusted their doctrine, so now they turn off the lights on their crosses. Then they come back a couple of days later and say, now you've got to take the crosses down altogether. You see how that kind of quizzling action where you try to cooperate with the government, you see where that eventually leads? First it happens very slowly, then it happens very quickly. And when people try to put those back up, they took them down again and then posted guards 24/7. Now China is listing legal places of worship for all religions. It's not just the Christian religion. It's not just cults like the Almighty God that are coming after them, but it's for all religions. So they've got now an official list. So all worship is prohibited unless it's expressly permitted in China. You understand how that happens? You understand how that same thing can happen here, especially when we have a church that preaches a degenerate understanding of Romans 13 that puts the government out as if it is God, that says that anybody that is in office was put there by God, so obey them no matter what they do or say. No, there are higher laws. And that's like telling somebody that a husband who beats his wife is still the legitimate head of that family because he's the husband, so God put him in that position so he can do whatever he wants. No, when he does that, he's no longer legitimate. He's no longer legitimate. When a government gets outside of the moral laws, it's no longer legitimate. And for people who think that this isn't an issue, I would say to them again, would you rather be ruled by somebody who thinks that they are under God or somebody who thinks they are God? Stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to go back to your calls, and John Rappaport is going to be joining us in the third hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I first
first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on